1907, Picasso began visiting the ethnographic collections at the Musée de l'Homme, Museum of Man, developing his interest in Pacific art and discovering African masks. For Picasso and contemporaries like Matisse and Derain, these so-called primitive objects weren't just artifacts of ethnographic curiosity. They were significant and powerful artworks at a time when few in the Western world considered them artworks at all. In their supposed naivety and directness, which Picasso and his friends saw as a sign of artistic sincerity, they posed an alternative to Western ideals of refined beauty. Derain and Picasso both began collecting oceanic wooden sculptures, and Picasso also experimented with carving his own from solid oak. In Three Figures Beneath a Tree, we see these sculptural lessons in simplicity translated into paint. Beyond the mask-like description of the faces, with their wedge-shaped noses and simplified almond eyes, the three anonymous figures seem to emerge from their forest surroundings, as if chiseled from the trees themselves. Cross-hatched strokes of paint shape the bodies, mimicking the texture and decoration of carved ceremonial objects. It is an approach to painting that clearly takes its cue from sculptural forms. Yet, inspired as this painting is by African or Pacific precedents, it doesn't closely resemble either. Picasso didn't simply appropriate tribal art. Rather, he was inspired by the directness of its expression, its unapologetic distortion or simplification of the body and face for expressive ends. He found in these objects a visual power connected with their ceremonial or spiritual origins. As he later reflected, the masks weren't sculptures like other sculptures, not at all. They were magical objects. They were weapons to help people escape the power of the spirits and become free. While the dark, dense hatching that appears around the contours of each head makes them stand out from the background, in other parts of the composition, the figures seem to be completely integrated with their surroundings. The bodies of the women take on abstract forms, confusing the distinction between foreground and background. Lozenge and almond shapes are repeated throughout the painting, describing eyes, shoulders, arms, or parts of the landscape. So dense is this composition, so busy and repetitive the layering of elements, and so limited the range of colors, that it's hard to read the three bodies as existing in any kind of real space. This camouflaging of the subject, this game of visual hide-and-seek, becomes even more complex in Picasso's Cubist paintings of the following years.